Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. My guest today is Melinda Van Zee, the director of the Historic Pella Trust.
All right, Melinda, so you're into your second week now, I believe, taking over for Ellie at the Historic Pella Trust. And just give us some thoughts 2 weeks in.
Well, that's a great question. Ellie did a wonderful job of training me and teaching me about the office, teaching me about the work of the board, and educating me just about some of the work that the Historic Pella Trust has done over the last 10 years in preserving really important properties in Pella.
All right, so you mentioned properties in Pella. I know that she had a lot that were special and dear to her. Anything in the first couple of weeks that you're ready to tackle and get out in public knowledge?
Well, part of what brought me to this position was just some of personal interest in some of the properties. I'm a good friend of Gail Kirby, and Gail owns the Tuttle Cabin here in Pella, which is the oldest structure in Pella, and it's a log cabin over by Lincoln School on Lincoln Street. And just as being a friend with her, she told me so many great stories of that cabin, and I said, you know, this is really a treasure to Pella. And so just kind of my own personal interest in that project has, you know, brought me to this point today. So, you know, and the Tuttle Cabin is such a great story. I mean, that a lot of the people in Pella don't know. In the Tuttle Cabin was where the deed for the city of Pella was signed. So the Tuttles, Mr. and Mrs. Tuttle, were pioneers, and they settled in this area. And when Domine Sculte and he had a group of five came up to the Pella area to decide whether to make this the Dutch settlement, they met with the Tuttles. And they had lunch together in the Tuttle Cabin, and that's where they signed over the paperwork, and Mr. and Mrs. Tuttle sold Domine Sculte the land for the city of Pella. It's a great story, and not very many people know that story. And to think that we still have this cabin and this location here in our community is really a great thing.
Well, we'll get to some other properties here shortly, but that brings up an excellent point, is that you would like to use some more current media like Facebook and such to let people see these properties so that when they drive by, they don't just think, oh, it's some random building. It's not just old buildings you're trying to hold on to. They're really the stories of Pella, and you're going to try to use Facebook to do that, right?
That's correct, because, you know, I was just telling somebody earlier this week about the story of the cabin. They're like, you know, I've driven by that so many times, and I just thought, oh, it's just an old log cabin. And I think that there's so many of us in Pella who don't realize maybe some of the treasures that we really have, and people just haven't heard the story, and it's a really great story. And so Facebook is a way that a lot of us are communicating on a regular basis now. And so part of my goal for this position is to get out there, take some great photographs, take some of the story and put it on Facebook, the media that we're all using, and share those stories so that anybody has access to it and can really know and understand some of the treasures we have right here in Pella.
So I saw you out taking pictures with Ragbri. Was there any connection to some of the older buildings, or was that just for Ragbri photos?
Well, I actually had to park on the other side of the square to get here because Ragbri was on both sides of the office. And so I grabbed some photos just as I, you know, did my walking commute over here to the office. But what was really interesting, as I opened up the office, there were people stopping by, people who came in and picked up a walking tour guide that we have here at the Historical Pella Trust, and they were asking questions, and we have this really great old map of Pella here in the office, and they looked at it, and people were parking bikes and, you know, I mean, just streaming by the office. So I thought it was just really important, even as I had my camera, to document the day, you know, of just what happened right here in front of the Historic Pella office on Main Street.
Well, typically you're dealing with Historic Pella Trust in the historical sense, but also you're trying to lay a foundation for the you of 200 years from now.
Yes, I think that, you know, a lot of people, when they think maybe of the Historic Pella Trust, they think, oh, it's all about the past. But I think that what I really want people to understand is we're preserving Pella's past for the future, because if we don't do this work today, it won't be here in decades to come. So where I was on Wednesday was 1110 Washington Street, and that is another one of the properties of Historic Pella Trust. And I was in the attic, and I was in the cellar taking photos of that property so that we can show people what the treasure we really have there.
All right, so how can people get involved? I know on Facebook they can like you and follow you and get caught up on some of the old stuff. If people do want to donate or suggest something that is a property that maybe has gone unnoticed by the Historic Pella Trust, how can they get involved with that?
Well, if you have properties of interest, properties you'd like to bring to the board's attention, you can always call us here in the office. You can send us an email. If you have questions about historic properties, maybe you have a home and you'd like to put it on the historic register, we can answer those questions for you and put you in touch with the right people. And if you are just a volunteer, you're like, you know what, I think this is really neat that we're preserving Pella's history. And, you know, I have skills. I have skills in painting. I have skills in carpentry. I just like to volunteer. You can call us at the office, too, and we'll have a list of those volunteers so that when we really dig into a project, we have a resource group that we can then call. So we'd love to have that. If you, you know, have an interest and want to know more about projects you can get involved in hands-on, please let us know.
All right, so you mentioned volunteers. Is it strictly volunteers, or obviously at some point there's got to be dollars and cents involved? What type of amount of money does it take to keep this going year in and year out to keep projects moving forward?
It's a really great question, and every project is different depending on what the trust is doing. For example, the Tuttle Cabin is still owned by Gail Kirby, but the trust is going to come alongside and help assist with doing some of the real basic construction things that needs to be done to preserve that. So work on the roof, because you have to have, you know, the roof in good condition, and do some of the other details that will support the structure long term. So, you know, for that, we're definitely raising money for the Tuttle Cabin right now, and in addition, raising money for specifically the 1110 Washington property, which was, as far as we know, Pella's first general store. And so both of those two properties are kind of high on our list of fundraising efforts.
So I'm just going to throw this out. The buildings we currently have, at some point they're going to become historical. How does that process work? How does something, how long does something need to be around, or how significant does it need to be before, you know, it's not just another building?
That's a really great question. You know, some of the properties in town, what's interesting as I've delved into some of these stories is what's happened with the Historical Trust Board is people have started renovating properties. And as they've dug deeper, it's like they get deeper and deeper into the property, and they start to realize, oh, there's things like buried underneath here. And and so, you know, many properties have been added on, and, you know, so much work has been done over the years that people maybe don't even realize what's underneath it. And so that's where, as far as when some of the knowledgeable board members from the Historical Pella Trust go in, they can look at specific parts of the property, and then they can really learn how old it is. For example, I was in the cellar yesterday of our property, and they were showing me the wood floor joists in the cellar, and they actually have the bark hanging off of them. I mean, they're walnut logs. And Wayne, who is kind of our resident expert on all things architectural, says that at some point they can actually date those logs by the rings that are on the logs. So they can date it back to the very year in like 1843, you know, when that building was actually started and construction began. So that kind of stuff is just really fascinating. I mean, I don't think people in Pella realize like all the treasures that we really have here from the very foundations. I mean, that building was there when Washington Street was a dirt road.
This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Special thanks again going out to Melinda Van Zee at the Historic Pella Trust. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast is next.